blue motel room with a blue bedspread. I've got the blues inside and outside my head. Thinking, will you still love me when I call you up when I'm down? Here in Savannah, it's pouring rain. Palm trees in the porch light like slick black cellophane. Will you still love me when I call you up when I get back to town? I know that you got lots of pretty girls coming. Tell those girls that you got German measles, honey, tell them you got germs. Think of me, I'll be thinking of you while I'm traveling home alone. Tell those girls that you got Joan, if she's coming back home.
WREV Exposure, that time of night. It's a Wednesday evening, February 5th, I'd like to say. Yes. Can somebody confirm me? Yes. And in the station, we have the lovely Slowpoke with us. We're super psyched to have you guys in here and playing. And yeah, thanks for coming in. Why don't you kick it off with a song?
You're lost in me. Who do you want to see? Your closing eyes, letting go of the signs. Couldn't feel anything, and not in my sleep. A piece was gone from me. You would like to say. Forever, I don't spend so low. Oh, you even know why? Oh, I know too well. Oh, the silence taking me away. Wash away my heart. If I care, then you said you
guys. Is that an original song?
That was, yes.
Was. What's it called?
Oh, sorry. Still a little bit sick. That song is called Get Lost.
You're sick, man. You should get lost.
And now I'm still recovering from the flu, so.
That's nice. Glad you can make it in today.
Stuff, like, I think we're all a little bit sick, so.
Nice. Tis the season.
It is the season.
The season. Well, that was awesome. Slowpoke. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves and tell us what you play?
Yeah, so I'm Luke. I sing and play guitar.
There's a purple microphone for you guys.
Purple one. Little pop. I'm Henry. I play guitar.
Hi, I'm Chris. I'm on drums.
I'm Peter, and I play the bass.
Nice, nice. It was a crazy burst of sound for a hot sec right there. Pretty awesome, though. Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Well, why not? We just heard your name. Yeah. Well, how'd you get your band name?
I really don't know. I was like trying to come up with. Oh, sorry, I was talking here. I was trying to come up with band names, and I had like a bunch, and I don't know why, but I just like found Slowpoke and I liked it, and I didn't know it was like had a bunch of different meanings, like it's a Pokemon.
I didn't know that.
Which is also really cool. So I was like, that's awesome. You know, it's got like dual meaning, so there's no like real like significance, I think, behind it. It just sounded cool.
Just thought it sounded cool. Anybody else want to have any input or no? That's okay. It's okay if not. That is pretty loud.
It was a topic of rigorous discussion.
I so can't even hear what's going on right now.
A cart with nothing on it can make so much noise.
Yeah, y'all need to turn your like pedals off and stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, no, are we? That's
is
okay.
The mic on?
Is that okay?
Oh, okay.
Guys, we're all good. Not to fret.
I will say I would not have agreed to the band name if it wasn't a Pokemon. If it was something
are you a big
like
fan of Pokemon?
I'm a big fan of Slowpoke, the Pokemon.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't aware that it was a Pokemon.
No, we were stoked to be named after a Pokemon, so that's kind of, that's sweet for us.
That is sweet for you guys, yeah.
Plus, we kind of have that energy of, like, we wake up and we're kind of like, just gotta slowly make our way to get
right.
to the day.
Well, you see, like, band names are hard, though, because, like, you know, they could be, like, funny, but I also, like, think that they have to have, like, some kind of, like, meaning to them, but also it's, like, doesn't really matter, like, all that much. Like, we're called Slowpoke, but, like, none of us are Slowpokes, you know?
Are you sure about that?
That contradicts what you just said.
Well, no, I'm a slow starter, but I'm not a Slowpoke.
Yeah.
We are starting half an hour late, I will just say that. No, I'm kidding.
You can change our name to Slow Start.
Oh, right.
Slow Start. Doesn't have the same...
No, it doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
No, it doesn't.
Or three or four beanies. Well, three beanies.
Three out of four beanies.
Three of us are wearing beanies.
One beanie short of a...
I'm confused. Why does this have anything to do with Slowpoke?
Like, they could rename their something with beanies.
We're trying to rename it to beanies.
We're riffing on name ideas.
Okay.
We might rename next week, you know?
Would you
never know.
Change the name of your band? Are you guys really set on Slowpoke?
For the right price.
Yeah, for $2 million, we'll change our name.
I think we're pretty set on it.
Nice. Yeah.
Solid. Well, why don't you guys hit us with another?
All right, sweet. The song is called U2, not to be confused with the band U2. Check.
All the times you need it, you need it so good. Do not say about half the time. Bring you another shirt. Oh, now I know you too. Yes, I did.
What about you guys tell us about some of your, like, musical inspirations and who you bring, you know, into your playing as an individual and as a band?
Yeah.
Elijah Clark.
Right.
Yeah, Elijah Clark was my first inspiration, actually. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I have a lot of different inspirations. I would say, like, a big one for me is, like, I listen to, like, a lot of radio rock, so, like, Built to Spill and, like, Sonic Youth and stuff like that. So I think, like, that kind of style of playing definitely, like, really resonates with me. It's also just, like, music I grew up on. Just stuff like that into, like, my playing, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Those are good ones.
I think a lot of my inspirations don't necessarily fall into this genre all the time. Like, I like Wilco a lot. But also, I'd say I have a big inspiration from, like, Dinosaur Jr., nice. Which is kind of more, like, this vibe.
Yeah, Dinosaur Jr.
And they're great.
Yeah, how could I forget?
Nice.
Yeah, I think my main inspirations, at least drumming-wise, is Murph from Dinosaur Jr., Sarah Lund from Unwound, and Ringo.
You remind me of the drummer from Dinosaur Jr. I really like Kim Deal and Peter Hook. So if I can sound like either of those two people, I'm doing the right thing. And they're my favorite bass sounds.
Awesome. Cool.
That's a good answer.
Do you guys find that you're inspired by each other? Do you guys write music together?
I think in the past the way that we kind of formed was, like, originally we were gonna do Porch Fest, and I knew Peter, he was a good friend of mine, Chris too, and then also Henry, and we were all just, like, friends, or I was, like, friends with them individually, and then I kind of brought them all together, and so we formed because we were gonna play Porch Fest, and then kind of got rained out on that. I forgot what was the original question. I completely forgot.
It was, like, kind of a compound question. I was asking if you were, like, inspired by, like, your bandmates, and also if you guys write music as a group.
Oh, yeah, right. I think in the past, like, few months, like, we've been together for, like, a year. I write pretty much all the songs, but they all kind of have their own, like, thing that they add to, which is, like, really cool. They all have something they can, like, bring to the table, and that's also, like, really cool too.
How did you guys decide on a sound, and, like, what would you describe it as? You know, you said that your vibe is a little more slow, Wilco-esque. Yours is more like Sonic Youth. It's a little different.
Yeah, I know, because our name is, like, kind of confusing, because it's, like, we play really fast.
You guys sound like you'd be, like, a shoegaze band.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you. I think we kind of have, like, a weird thing of, like, we play kind of sluggish, but, like, we try to play as, like, fast as we can. So just, like, I don't know. It is what it is. I guess.
Solid. Let's hear another song, you guys. Yeah.
All right, cool. This song is called Dull.
Walking into your door.
What was that one called again?
That one was called Dull.
Dull.
How do you name the songs?
Wait, what is that? Pokemon names? We actually thought that would be a good idea of like renaming all of our songs like Pokemon names.
Is Dull a Pokemon?
I don't think so. Well, it'd be like the, you know, like how Pokemon have like Bite and then like Scratch and like all these... All the little like attacks
and stuff.
Unfortunately,
I know what you're talking about.
I thought it'd be, yeah.
Okay.
Like the cards when you use.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Wait, do you get to attack them with like? Yeah. Do you get to use all of them at once, or can you only choose one?
No, you can only use one at a time.
Don't they have like different amounts of damage and stuff?
Oh yeah.
Wouldn't you just use its best damage though?
Well, like, sometimes you gotta use like stat moves to put the Pokemon to sleep. And it's like a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even realize it was a real game. For some reason, I kind of just thought it was like a trading situation.
I just collected the cute ones.
Yeah,
for
real.
I just like Jigglypuff. It's like pink.
I liked her too.
Like
Squirtle.
Yeah.
I'm just listing everyone that I know.
I don't know like the danger aspect of Pokemon. Like they're
everyone
just like cute little.
Comment
characters.
In your favorite Pokemon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Call
you
in.
You can chat the radio station.
Yeah, WREV.org or
if
call
you
want to
ask Slowpoke any questions.
802-656-4399. Tell us, if you could go on tour with one band, who would it be?
I don't know. Like
anybody can chime in here, too.
Ooh, I'd love to go on tour with my friends. Wholesome answer.
Nice.
Nice.
So true.
Any other answers?
Wait,
no
real
one?
Answer. I don't know what is a real answer.
Kiss.
Ooh.
Yeah. maybe
Kiss. Bassist says Kiss.
Maybe ZZ Top would be cool.
Like an aging Kiss. Would
For some reason, I still feel like this isn't a real answer.
In the event that Kiss is still alive, touring with Kiss.
They are
could
still
be
alive.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe
Gene Simmons is
Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy.
Probably Thin Lizzy.
Someone in the chat says Sandile. Sandile. Sandile.
Oh. That could be a good song name.
Pokemon. Nice.
Wait. Let me hop on. User who just made a Pokemon reference, comment your favorite Pokemon game.
Favorite Pokemon game? There's more than one Pokemon
Guys,
game?
Guys, I'm blown away right now. Blown away.
Yeah, I didn't expect to learn so much about Pokemon when we came in today.
Let us know.
Is there an answer?
Do you guys?
There's an answer.
How did you learn? How did you get into playing music? How did you learn your instrument? How old were you when you began?
I bought a drum kit in high school, and I decided to play it. And it's the same kit, and I've had it since.
Nice.
And I just was like banging on it in the basement of
Anybody
my house.
Anybody teach you? Do you have a family member that plays an instrument?
My dad played cymbals when he was a kid in Peru.
Whoa.
That's about it.
Nice.
And like a cumbia band.
Oh, cool.
That's about it, I think.
When I was a junior in high school, I decided to stop going to school in 2020 because I didn't want to. And yeah, I think a lot of people had a similar idea because no one went to school during that time, so it was sick. But I just got super bored, so I started like playing guitar and messing around with that.
Nice.
And now I'm here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, for me, it was my dad that turned me on to playing guitar. I definitely have to thank my dad. Also, Dad, if you're listening, hello. I think my dad was, like, probably my biggest, like, influence, like, music-wise.
Aww.
Like, he definitely inspired me a lot to... He always, like, pushed me to play guitar, and so he kind of, like, turned me on to it. He's also a big music dude, so...
Go, Dad.
Go, Dad.
Go, Dad.
Yeah.
Go, Dads.
Go, Dads.
When I started listening to the Breeders and Joy Division and Pixies, and I mentioned Peter Hook and Kim Deal before, but they I don't know, they sound really accessible, and it inspired me to, or it made me feel capable to like learn bass myself if they could do things so simply and like make it sound really good and stuff, and so you know, here we are.
Awesome. Well, before we get into another one, somebody in the chat, same Sandile chatter says, I only played Pokemon Go and watched the show. Fake fan, I know, with a broken heart.
That's great.
Peter says, that's great. Awesome, let's hear another song!
Alright, Peter, kick it off.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to redo that. Hold on. Never full grown from the flesh, suffer my little memories. Far too late to bring you up on this. Can't let them take the pain off to waste. Slide your eyes. Push and pull again.
Song called
that one's called No Way Out.
That has nothing to do with Pokemon.
Does that one have anything to do with Get Out,
the movie?
Oh no.
No. Did you know there's a Stone Temple Pilots song called No Way Out?
I did not.
Aww.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it's okay.
You gotta change
off,
it,
like,
you gotta change it. It's okay, it sounds
like
there's
so many words out there to name a song, so it's
true.
Okay, I'm sure they forgive you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scott Weiland's dead anyway. What? what time is it?
It's like 6:45. Nope, it's 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Well, that means it's time for us to read a public service announcement to our fellow listeners. So, if somebody wants to read it, that would be awesome. Or you guys can play a backing track if you want to do a little jam and do a little read.
Space jam.
Try that. But you can look through this large binder.
Yeah. Hot? Are you interested in talking about hot yoga?
Yeah. Do you guys want to look through this binder or no? Like,
you could.
I guess I could read one. If
Yeah.
I'll read one.
Why don't you?
Alright, cool. Should I come over there?
Lindsay's gonna come meet you. My name's Ivy, by the way, and Lindsay's also on the mic here interviewing Slowpoke. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Slowpoke on 90.1 WREV-FM Burlington. Enjoy.
Okay, is bananas a good one?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Bananas. Have you ever wondered why all bananas look alike or taste exactly the same? Almost as if they were all clones of one another. You may have been onto something, because all the bananas that you buy from Hannaford, Trader Joe's, even City Market, all have the exact same genes. As a matter of fact, they all come from the same parent, plant, and have regrown repeatedly from the single individual. So they really can be thought of as clones. So, next time you eat a banana, think about how it's the same exact banana you ate yesterday. This is a message from your banana-eating DJs here at 90.1 WREV-FM Burlington.